Welcome to the Shift Gold Friday Gold Wrap, your weekly overview of precious metals and market updates. I'm your host, JD Bauman, and I'm here with my brother, Joel. Thanks for tuning in. Joel, good to see you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, JD.
How are you? How's Florida?
I'm loving today. Today has been 70 degrees and cloudy, which in the sunshine state, like a nice cool day like today is awesome because you can go outside and you can walk for 10 minutes straight and not break a sweat. So that was fun.
It's been a great week and also a great week for gold. We hit all-time highs on Wednesday leading into Thursday. How's business? Are things busy on your end?
Business has been great. So we love volatility. As a professional liquidity provider, when markets move, we're taking orders both ways of the markets.
You're moving too.
We're selling, we're buying, and so it's business is good.
Well, let's share some of the news here from the week. So gold is trading at $2,155. It's up on the week about $11 or 0.5% since this time last week. Silver is at $24.66. It's down about 2% or 50 cents on the week. The dollar index is at 104.42 and the VIX is at 14.06. So we mentioned it a moment ago, gold reached all-time highs. This movement started Wednesday afternoon after Fed Chair Powell's his press announcement.
Surprise, surprise.
It was very dovish. The Fed is still on track for a June rate cut and two others this year. So we're currently at 5.25%. We'll see that dropping below the five handle, and gold reached record highs on the news. Other asset prices went up. Gold shot up from $2,150 to over $2,200 an ounce, but then prices dropped on Thursday. The reason being weakness in foreign currencies causing strength in the dollar. And asset prices all over fell. But Joel, dig into that a bit more. What do you see on the technical side?
Yeah, as you articulated, you know, prices moved when the Fed speaks. You know, that's the way this goes. And sure enough, when Jerome Powell opened his mouth, he was dovish. Peter articulated really well in the podcast. If there are any outliers who thought the Fed wouldn't raise rates or if it would be later in the year, we just removed those and we got it off the table. Rate cuts are coming. I think it's almost a 100% chance, according to those watch tools, if we're looking by the end of July. So we got a price spike on that. And then liquidity did come in early Thursday, like Wednesday night. It was corresponding with technical resistance, where 26 is a big resistance point on silver that we hit that and we started selling off there. And then for gold being in the 2200 range, that is proving to be resistance. So we're seeing liquidity come in and traders starting to make a new equilibrium as of right now.
So is there anything really new in this Fed announcement? It's starting to blend together week to week, month to month, talking about the Fed all the time. What made this Fed announcement different? We mentioned it was dovish, but did anything stand out to you?
Well, it's the fact that he's coming out and going through with these rate cuts, despite the fact that CPI isn't dropping anymore. It's bottom out and it's ticking up both month over month and year over year. So for him to come out and do that, and on top of the fact that equity prices are at all-time highs, it's extremely dovish. If we had a Paul Volcker, he would be raising interest rates. He wouldn't be cutting them. And so it's just this, anyone who just takes a big step back and you really think about what is happening right now, it would blow your mind. And now that he came out and said it, if they do anything but cut rates, or if they delay it much longer than June or July, we're going to see a major correction. So it's damned if they do and damned if they don't now. So other than the FOMC announcement from Wednesday, which, as we said last week, was going to be the big news of the week, was there anything else that popped up on your radar, JD?
The Fed announcement was by far what moved markets most. There were some announcements on Thursday, including U.S. leading economic indicators coming in above expected, as well as existing home sales coming in above expected.
We saw markets sell off a little bit on that in conjunction with what I believe you articulated earlier, where we saw a little bit of foreign currency sell off. Even though we topped out on gold and silver around midnight Wednesday, we didn't fully get that short-term top yet on equities until about lunchtime yesterday.
Some news in the week ahead. We're going to be looking out for some announcements next week, including next Tuesday, the consumer confidence numbers. We'll see if consumers remain gloomy about the economy, and that will affect the Fed and will affect interest rates and gold prices. We'll keep an eye out next Thursday for revised GDP numbers, see if GDP numbers continue to be revised downwards. Next Friday, we have personal consumption index numbers coming out, and Jerome Powell will speak and add a bit more to some of his thoughts about interest rates.
Great.
Anything else we should touch on?
If you had all want to see Peter a little bit tipsy, he was his most recent podcast he did right after his, what was it, a 17-course
charity meal.
1-7.
Okay. I got to get invited to more of these.
Anyway, so apparently the sake was flowing, and it was a little apologetic for it, but if you want to hear Peter with his hair down and get into some Schifferisms and him talking about economics and politics, I think you'll really enjoy the most recent podcast. He'll be down in Mexico for the next 10 days. So the next podcast that he releases might be sometime before that comes out. And I'm curious on the, he won't be in the regular studio. So the quality might be a little bit different.
And to close here with the quote of the week, this is from Jeffrey Tucker. Joel, do you know who Jeffrey Tucker is?
I know E.B. Tucker, but not Jeffrey Tucker.
Jeffrey Tucker is an American writer. He's a libertarian writer. And he said something great here about freedom. Who doesn't love freedom? There's nothing particularly pithy or original about it. And yet it's so true that it deserves quote of the week status. Freedom is the foundation for all wonderful things in life. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you next week.